For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate it when we do this, because then you guys are going to... We want to talk about weird food combos, but then you guys tend to like the next day want to try some of them.
Yeah,
and the only time it's actually kind of worked out is when we tried mustard on watermelon.
Yeah, that was pretty
good.
That
was not that bad.
No, it wasn't. I don't like mustard at all, and I tried it and it was pretty good.
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of seeds.
Oh my!
You can buy
God.
Seedless watermelon.
I don't like a lot of processed food.
Okay, here's.
That's a joke. Can't mess with nature.
Okay. We want your weird food combos. And there's a whole list of things. This was running around on Reddit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And watermelon's in there again, this time with feta cheese.
Delicious.
Disgusting.
That's a popular salad where you get like the leafy greens, mm-hmm. watermelon, feta, balsamic.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
It's delicious.
Gross. Feta, first off, feta can die in a fire.
No,
feta
it's one of the
worst
best,
of all
it's
cheeses.
It's one of the best cheeses.
I don't like crumbly or cheese. To me, has to be set up. I like harder cheeses. I'm not a big fan of the brie or
really?
The like.
Brie is the butter of cheese. Oh,
gross.
It's so good.
It's so gross.
You don't deserve the fancy charcuterie boards.
Good. No, I don't. Charcuterie board to me is like got smoked goudas on it, or like
you need
aged
a soft
goudas,
cheese.
Or like
a Colby Jack, like
God.
A
you have the palate of a 4-year-old,
and like a Ritz cracker,
yeah, yeah. Oh. Dude,
like some pepperoni.
That's like a Lunchable.
That's that Hormel version of a charcuterie board.
Oh yeah,
and I look at it, I'm like, what kind of person buys that? I now know exactly who the person is.
I do. What? It's good. It's a good
that's
eating.
Not-
It's not all crumbly like a brie.
Brie's not crumbly. It's like
what's the other one? Feta? Is feta the crumbly one?
Feta is crumbly.
I'm literally Googling
Please.
These cheeses. These because I don't know what they are.
If you're listening right now, just stop. Just change the station. This is not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other food? Because I could just keep reading off.
I do have another watermelon one that I actually.
We don't want all watermelon.
I know, but this one's super recent and a wonderful.
Dean.
And that's common.
Okay.
No, but a wonderful listener, her name's Sherry, brought it in.
That was vile. I can't
it's
believe.
It's so good.
That's so disgusting.
Pickled watermelon.
That like
delicious.
When you opened that jar, I was like, I could not get out of the room fast enough.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's so good.
I understand pickling other things. I've had pickled okra and pickled asparagus and whatever, but watermelon?
Yeah.
No. You said the salad with the watermelon and the feta and the leafy greens and balsamic, right?
Yeah.
I read somebody saying balsamic is good on ice cream. And that person.
Mm. Ooh.
I have heard that before.
That's
where
disgusting.
It's on specifically vanilla ice cream.
Why would that?
I don't know, because you're getting the salty sweet. I'm assuming it's kind of
I'm
close.
Not a fan of that.
Really? You don't
I don't
dip
like
fries?
To combine them very. The people who dip fries, I understand
it's so
why you're
good.
Doing it. First off, the ice cream has to be soft.
Yeah.
Which, good luck at McDonald's. Oh, ice cream machine's broken again. But like, Wendy's is a frosty. But like, I'll do one and go, no, I don't. What?
Oh, it's so good.
No, it's not.
I think you get enough of that flavor, like just kind of going back and forth, just eating the meal. I don't need to dunk
the
fry
in. I don't
need to
actually combine it.
I've got enough salt in my, I just always kind of have salt in my mouth from whatever I just ate. You can guarantee there's salt residue probably.
The Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
I don't, what, how do you?
Are you okay?
How are you okay?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm wondering about putting the
have you had your sodium levels ever checked?
I have, yeah.
And?
Yeah, well, I ran, I had my blood sugar tested and I ran it by Erin, who's just a bad, because she's diabetic. And she's like, those seem great. And I'm like, all right. Good enough for me.
Okay.
Like, good.
That is not okay.
I don't think that's how it works, but
no, I don't like mixing the salty and the sweet. I'm not a huge fan of that. Like, people are like, oh my god, you gotta try this restaurant. Their chicken and waffles is great. It's like,
do you not like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicken and waffles are
what
good.
What about
like
a candied bacon or something like maple syrup and bacon?
I can do that, but I'd rather have like the when I get a bacon flight, I was just at eat.
Oh.
And they add a bacon flight. By the way, it's because they have an exclamation.
I know. It's so aggressive.
It's like, eat! I'm like, whoa.
Look at
whoa.
It's a lot.
Stop it. It's all caps and an exclamation point. Relax, eat.
I good will. God. Just give me a second.
Calm down. But no, they had a bacon flight and they had a jalapeno one that I was like,
ooh,
could not get enough of. And the other one just, it's just like syrup on there. I don't get it.
Oh,
I'll eat my bacon with my pancakes if the like stuff is like, some of the syrup got on it, like sausage gets a little syrup on it. I'm okay with it, but I'm not seeking it out.
Mm.
I'm not like grabbing sausage and like running it
through. Have you ever had chocolate covered bacon?
I have not.
Mm. It's pretty good.
No. No, it seems like you're doing something that doesn't have to be done. Like chocolate, like not everything is that magical moment where Mr. Chocolate was walking around the corner and Mr. Peanut Butter came around and like, oh, two great tastes. They can just be two great tastes and they don't have to taste great together. Mm-hmm. We don't have to combine. Although that's exactly what we're asking you to call it.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so I take it back. We want to hear, instead of poo-pooing them, we want to hear what is a food combination we've never thought of that is amazing. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's another peanut butter cup one.
With what?
Hmm. Lemon sorbet.
Gross.
With
what?
With a peanut butter?
Peanut butter and lemon?
Yeah. Peanut butter, chocolate, and lemon.
No.
Can you even taste the lemon? It seems like it would
I think the lemon would overpower.
Lemon sorbet, yeah.
It would overpower.
It would overpower it.
Yeah, it'd be gross. I don't get it.
I'd be down. I like all of those things.
Yeah. What I like to do is I take like a pudding cup and then a pack of Smarties. And I'll put the Smarties in the chocolate pudding cup. You mix them up.
You need to retest your blood sugars.
You said I'm fine, Erin.
What?
That
what
was before I knew you were doing that. Okay,
All right. I'm going to run one past Erin.
Okay.
You, as a listener, as a fun listener, could just drop off a jar of pickled watermelon and Erin will eat it.
I know.
With zero care.
I trust her.
You like all things pickled.
Yes.
So, and you really like pickles.
I love pickles.
Imagine this. Get a pickle out.
All right.
A pickle spear. Not a whole pickle. You need it. You need some of the wet surface area. So you need a cut.
Okay.
Right? Now sprinkle that bad boy with Kool-Aid powder.
Do you know what flavor?
It doesn't say.
What?
But it's one of the food combos that people are saying you got to try. Because you got the vinegar.
I'd be down.
You are such a nasty human.
I know.
I don't know if I could do it. I remember one of my friends had like a Gatorade mix, kind of like Kool-Aid, but just the powder, and we would just eat the powder one afternoon.
I used to do
that. We just ate it all after, and then we
you
got
did?
Super sick.
But that's
sick.
The one with sugar in it. You can't just, you wouldn't eat the regular one.
No, it was,
just the powder.
But it's got sugar in it.
No,
you know,
it doesn't.
There's two kinds of Kool-Aid powder.
Yes,
but
I do. But this was Gatorade,
yeah.
The one that we had. But it's the same thing. Like the powder, I'm nervous of the powder. It makes me sick.
I'm a hard pass.
Well, you did too much.
Never mind. I am off topic, but like when I'm super hungover and like this is way a long time ago, I don't do it anymore. Because I don't get hungover anymore. Oh. That's the check. you don't want to put water in your body, but you want the electrolytes.
Yeah.
Pixie stick the Pedialyte. They make the Pedialyte powder.
Oh.
You just chew it up.
I keep those in my car.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you ever put it on a pickle, though?
You know what? That might actually be good because the sodium from pickles like helps or something. Mm. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to try everything you suggest. Tell us your weird food combos. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to talk about... Sorry. We're trying to talk about weird food combinations.
Yeah.
It's just weird because sometimes we're just really mean to each other just seconds before.
We?
To each other?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiak. I didn't mean to call you.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Uncle Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, what's your weird food combo?
When I was young and youngest of nine, poor family, we went in the fridge, me and my sister, and there was dill pickles and peanut butter.
No.
We tried it, and it's not bad, actually.
Okay. I'd be down to try it.
No.
What a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, that's how I pick all my restaurants. No, you should eat there. It's something.
Yeah, try it, damn it. Okay.
Well, it's not like, obviously, the celery with peanut butter. That's like a popular thing.
Celery doesn't taste like a pickle.
It's in the vein, I guess.
No, it's not.
Just because they're both green.
I assume they taste the same.
Do you know what's really weird is my mom actually eats this.
Really?
Like a sandwich. She makes like peanut butter and honey and pickles.
Hmm.
Which I just found. I thought it was because, yeah. She started it when she was pregnant and she just never stopped.
Hmm. I might have to
She
try
stopped
it.
Being pregnant. Obviously. Oh. She just never stopped the.
Give it up, lady. We get it. It's time.
Maya.
Yay.
Weird food combos. What's yours?
Have y'all ever had peanut butter jelly on a burger?
Yeah. So good.
I've seen people suggesting it.
It's so good.
That's vile.
No, it's not. You got to try it. It's phenomenal.
Can I just explain something real quick? We perfected the burger like centuries ago.
Yeah.
So you can just stop. Even you people who put a fried egg on it, I understand it, but like you don't, What are you doing? We already have it down. Mm-hmm. It's ketchup,
but
mustard.
But I want to mix it up a little bit.
No, you don't.
I do.
Have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's so
have a burger.
Good.
Like, what makes it like good?
The nuttiness of the peanut butter, and then I know, Slacker, you don't like salty and sweet, but then the sweetness of the jelly with the patty, it's just, oh my God, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So then no ketchup, no mustard, no, none of the other stuff. It's just PBJ on a burger.
Yeah, that's what I do.
With cheese, too?
Maybe a little mayo.
Somebody suggested like peanut butter and mayo, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting. What is, like, I'll just take your word for it. And Aaron...
I'm down to try anything once. Food-wise, I don't know.
We're talking about food here.
Are we, though? Are we? Jack? Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your weird food combo?
Cheeseburger, peanut butter, and a fried egg.
Well, you do both.
Oh, my God. See, now I was just making fun of you, fried egg people. And now...
Yeah, with the I've heard of like my wife does the egg, but she
does it on a burger.
Yeah, she does it with ham too. So it's like it's just a breakfast sandwich at that point, isn't it? Just an egg.
Wait,
ham.
She puts ham on her hamburger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Interesting.
Like at home, or does she go to restaurants?
No, at restaurants. Yeah, at restaurants.
She looks a server in the eye and says, "Stop me if you've heard this. I want ham on it."
Yeah, she does. She says, "I'll do anything once."
Okay, that's okay.
I'll try. What is it? A try anything? I don't know.
Thank you.
Poor guy.
It does seem like a lot. She doesn't do it with the peanut butter, is what I was going to say. To put the peanut butter and the egg.
That might be a little much.
Like, now, how tall is your burger getting?
Yeah, it's just stupid.
It's fine.
If you have to, like, unhinge, if you're like Guy Fieri on his stupid diner show,
and
where
you have to, like, flip it over.
Yeah, you're like, with your little T Rex arms. And
that's gangster.
Chanda.
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
Salted potato chips, tomatoes, hamburger pickles, and mustard.
What in God's name are you talking?
What so is this on? Is it all just...
So you're putting burger toppings on chips?
Yep, just take a good old salty Ripples potato chip, fresh tomato, hamburger pickle, slap on some mustard. So good.
They're almost like hamburger nachos. I'd be down.
Okay. I gotta
go. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, so there's this radical idea.
So radical. Wow.
Okay, so some people listen to radio, and this is going to sound crazy, but they assume we're going to have information for them.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Crazy assumption. Mm-hmm.
Us.
Like, right. Like Aaron. Mm-hmm. Like when you hear Aaron at the end of the commercials giving traffic, she's making it up. She literally has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, there's no windows in her studio. She can't see anything.
We're in a cinder block, like solitary confinement, like cell. She has no clue what's going on.
I've never been in a helicopter.
Correct. Never, ever. Not once.
That's just me.
Jesus. All right. Well, it looks like 225 is, it's not. Okay. So every day there's a bunch of news stories we don't hit because we don't believe that people necessarily get their news from us.
Right.
And I don't think we give the hard news, right?
No.
I would never want to go like, today in Nicaragua. Like, there's no point.
Right. Well, I think too, we're in a, to pull back the curtain a little bit, as we like to do to the listeners, it's a little different because we're on in the afternoon, right? So
correct.
You wake up first thing and you're ready to listen
what
to
happened?
What happened. And then by the time you hear us, you know what happened, or
you,
you have your opinion already. And
correct. But there's a bunch of stories that I think we could just get to. And I think the way to get to them is that I don't inform myself. You two inform yourselves.
Okay.
And come and try to interest me. Because if you can interest me, maybe the people listening will like it.
Okay.
You know, I haven't workshopped it enough in my head to even have a title, but it's like, nope. I don't know. It's like,
oh, wow. Okay.
It's like news or nope. That's not terrible. That's not terrible.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Well, for right now.
For right now, yeah. It'll evolve, I'm sure.
But
it'll devolve.
My thought process is, and I can see each of you scrambling right now, you got to find a story and like we'll just go back and forth and then today I'll declare a winner. So it's basically like me on a throne and you two court gestures, or you gestures come in and you try to entertain me. Okay?
Okay. Let's try it.
Aaron, ladies first.
Wow, thank you. Okay.
Tell me something, news or nope. God, I don't like the title yet, but go
ahead. You're already over it? I liked it.
All right, go ahead. Give me the news.
Well, today is a big day in the Apple world. There was the
oh, God, you know what?
Thing. The showcase thing, was that today?
So no, there's a couple different things. There's WWDC, which was not today. That's a worldwide developer conference. This is when they just roll everything out, I think. And then they, like, normally, like, in a few days, you can get the updates on your phone. We can go to iOS 19 or whatever it is next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
I used to watch these religiously.
Yeah, you did.
I used to use autopilot on my car so I could, because it starts at 11 and we got to be here, like, noonish to do the show or whatever. And I would watch it while driving down the road.
Okay.
So do you know
like
anything
before
approved.
He had his Tesla too? It was really careening.
Autopilot meant my knees on the steering wheel. Do you know, because it was hours ago, do you know what came out of it? Nope.
Today is a special day on the internet. You might have noticed a lot less cats on your feed. Apparently today is a day without cats
Hold
on the
up.
Internet.
That's still a thing.
What, cats on the
when
internet?
The internet started, when the internet started...
That's
it was mostly cat video.
It really was, yeah.
And that's how we got the Don't F with Cats.
Is that really how that came?
Documentary, because everyone loves cats on the internet, and the one guy heard
was
a cat.
Was killing cats.
It was just like the one or something. And
he,
then
he like choked it out or whatever. Those guys were.
Yeah. Dude, he vacuum sealed it.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But didn't he also kill like multiple people? And it wasn't
he
until the cat that people were like,
yes.
"No, we need to stop this guy."
Well, they
like,
couldn't tell if he
they
was faking
got
it.
Him.
They did find him eventually.
Okay.
The nerds.
Okay.
So today's a day without cats.
A day without cats on the internet. So you're supposed to take a break from sharing cat videos.
Did you hear the nope?
Mm-hmm. I stopped.
Yeah, but you said like three extra words. If we're really going to get this down,
all right.
You got to stop when I say nope. By the way, you can text into 51059 if you'd like to tell me to F off. Okay, Aaron, go.
Hold on, I'm texting.
That's news! That's funny! Okay, go ahead, sorry.
All right, 37% of adults approve of this. Do you want to guess what it is?
37% of adults approve
of this. It involves their
the
partner?
New, the brand new news or nope on the Slacker Show. Is it 37% of people approve of that?
According to the text, it's lower than that.
There's a lot of hatred. 37% of people approve of, oh my God, I have no, like, because 37 is not a huge number.
I've done it. You guys know that I've done it.
Oh, relations with multiple people at the same time.
You don't have to be jealous.
37%.
You hate that people do it. We actually had a conversation because I had seen on accident something.
They snoop. They snoop. 37% of people snoop.
Ooh.
Through text, specifically.
Through text?
Yeah.
No, you snoop through medicine cabinets, through underwear drawers.
No, I don't.
Through...
Yeah, you're Snoop Dogg over
Is
here.
Is that really? 37%. That's not terrible. Okay.
Okay.
That's news. Thank you, Aaron.
Whoa.
That's 1 point for Aaron. Okay. Have you gotten any points yet?
Okay, I'll get one here.
Okay.
You know when you got your underwear and you hang on for them way too long? Well, you know... Mm. They're disappearing, and you're not throwing them away. It turns out 23% of women say they toss their hubby's torn or holy underwear without his knowledge.
They do?
Yeah, they're just getting rid of it. It's happened to me.
Are you that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
You hold on to it?
I am, yeah. Because it feels like it's not fun to buy new underwear. Same with socks. I hang on to socks way too long.
But you, so like, you, I'm actually really surprised because you seem like the type of guy, because you have said previously if you were to... hit the lottery or something, you would get a new pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Amazon
so I'm
is amazing.
That
you gotta just order underwear. Find
yeah,
underwear you like on
so
Amazon.
Nice.
And just set a
to get
subscription
that new,
for it.
Yeah.
Underwear you like on Amazon? Aren't yes. the, isn't that an oxymoron?
No. Is it just, you can get just, like, I get Calvin Klein.
You can get although, real underwear yeah. on Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Currently I'm wearing, I have like a sort of a higher, not so long of a brief from Express, and I really like them, and I'm gonna just try to. I'm gonna probably just keep a subscription going, and just
you
like,
know what? This is news.
It is, yeah.
Damn it!
I at least get a point for getting to imagine you in your underwear.
All right, it is one apiece, so it is a tie today.
Oh,
or do you want to keep going?
No, I like leaving.
Nope!
Okay.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is okay.
Normally triple check it.
Yes.
Then how did it...
Who doesn't lock their car? Who doesn't
Idiots.
Lock their car?
Stupid people.
Okay.
Me.
I agree. Okay. Erin got robbed.
Yeah.
She did, yeah. And she's got video proof of it, too.
Yeah.
Happening.
It's super... Is that the first time this happened to you?
It is.
So, how do you feel?
The first night after it happened, sleeping was difficult. Because I was so restless and thinking, like, is my car there tonight? I had... gone outside, checked all the doors, but I was still paranoid.
Can we
and like,
go
is
backwards
there someone
a little
out
bit?
There? Yeah.
How did you figure out you got robbed? Did you get in your car and they like they had ruffled things
yeah.
up or okay?
Mm.
And what did they take?
They took about $60 cash.
You
and,
have cash in your unlocked
which
car.
I normally don't have cash in there because first off, I don't have cash in general. I don't have money in general. But
of all places to store it, just in your car. What are you doing, Aaron?
I don't trust the banks.
I don't normally go to the bank because everything is like electronic. I don't need to.
Then how did you
go.
Get cash?
I don't know. And then I just let it build
you just
up.
Have it
and
sitting
then
sitting in your car, like where in your like
in the,
on the dash?
No. In the middle console, it's hidden.
Ugh. Well, and it happened. So my car has been broken into once, but it was at a parking lot, a parking garage downtown. This happened outside
that's
your house.
In my driveway.
So this is, yeah. I think this is way more. I understand. Like I was even freaked out, but I couldn't imagine if it happened outside my house.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd be
I have
way
so
more
many questions.
Edge.
When it was your car, did they break a window?
No, I think they did. They had one of those devices that you go to the key.
Oh, okay.
And
right,
pop
right,
it.
Right. So you left your car unlocked.
No, for sure didn't. For sure didn't. Because and my key, like where you put the key in, I don't actually have a key for it because it's a fob or whatever, but there you could put
have
a physical
key.
And it's like all scratched and messed up. And so I didn't even notice till like months later. And I was like, oh, that must be how they got in. Because it's like damaged. So
But Aaron.
Yeah.
You parked.
Present.
You parked your car and didn't lock it.
Yeah. Which I am so paranoid about because for some reason, my car, when you put it in park, it automatically unlocks. So I turn off the car, I get out.
Oh, God, that's dark.
I hate it.
That's got to be a setting you can turn off.
I hope so.
For safety for women, when you do the boop, boop, when you unlock your car, can you tell it to only unlock your door?
I don't know.
Because most cars do that now.
Yeah, my wife's
that way.
Instead
of unlocking all the doors, because you don't want, somebody could just jump in that, my ex-wife, she set her car to that. And I was like, we'd walk up to her car and I'd be sitting there and she's like, relax, I'll unlock it when I get inside.
I know for unlocking, when I unlock it by pushing the button, it only unlocks the driver. I have to do it twice.
But there's got to be a way to unlock your doors at park.
I know.
I don't like that.
I hate it.
So then when you parked your car in the driveway, it unlocked.
I got out.
Crawled inside.
No, I always push the lock button on the door handle because if I don't and my key's still inside my car, it won't lock. Because it's a safety thing, don't lock your keys in your car. So I always push the lock button on the door.
But you didn't that day.
I did. I don't know. Because I literally do that every single time. But he just came riding on his scooter and opened it.
Oh, he was on a scooter?
He was on a scooter.
Yeah, it looked to me like a kid
a little bit. Yeah,
I don't know. Like a wayward teen who is scouting the area.
But they just go car to car. But I don't think he's breaking windows.
He didn't, though.
He only did yours?
It looks like it because at the end, he goes down the street. He doesn't go. We have a camper in front of the house and he didn't try that. He just went.
Did you go further back in the footage to see if he tried your door earlier? Because that's my thing. Did he go and go, okay, this one's open, and then he just knows where to stop?
Maybe.
Wow.
You case him first.
Mm.
And this happens every summer.
Your car gets broken into?
Not my car, but a group comes to the neighborhood. They go neighborhood by neighborhood and just for a week.
That is true.
Try it out and then go on.
Well, that's what I'm wondering because it looked to me, I'm thinking it's some teen who's on but it could all be a disguise. It could be, this could be a criminal operation. Then he's just on the scooter and wearing a hoodie.
If he's on a scooter, he's hauling ass to go
ready.
This one's open. He knew.
And the fact that he didn't go right next door.
Because he already knew.
Yeah,
you
got to
go farther back in the footage.
Yeah, I should. Oof. That's smart.
Yeah, and he's going to have a $60 scooter now.
Sorry. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
OPP is the short way to say it. Other people's problems. Wow.
Wow.
Other people's problems is the long way to say it. Tiak, what is today about?
Erica's, her man kind of let her down, and she doesn't know if she can get over it again.
He let her down?
Yeah, it kind of turned her off, I guess.
Okay.
She got the ick.
She got the ick.
Erica?
Yay.
Yay. Tell us about the ick. What's going on?
The ick was gotten.
So I was out with my boyfriend, and he got into an argument with another guy at a bar. And you could just tell that this other guy just wanted to fight. He was just looking for a fight. Mm. And so he wanted my boyfriend to go outside so that they could. But my boyfriend ended up refusing. And this guy is just really trying to get him to go outside.
Wait, this is taking a turn that I did not expect. Mm. So he didn't go?
No, he didn't. And so this guy's trying to get him to go. So the other guy starts calling me ugly.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And he's throwing out all these just insults. And when it starts getting towards me, I look at my boyfriend and he didn't defend me.
This is definitely taking a turn that I did not expect.
Yeah.
I thought the ick...
Was that he fought him?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No, well...
The ick is that he didn't fight him?
Well, I didn't want him to fight him necessarily, but at least say something. So after this, we went home early because of all this, and he did keep his head really cool the entire time. And when we were heading back home, he starts laughing about what a jerk the other guy was when we got home.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of felt disappointed that he didn't want to defend me. And again, I did not want him to get into a fight.
Oh, boy.
But he didn't really stand up for me.
we might have to call this dude. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
Call him and what? Do you want to fight him?
No. I want to congratulate him on having.
Okay. I do too. Because I would be the same way.
No,
I would
but just you would do just it leave. For different. Yeah.
I wouldn't fight. I'm not fighting you. I'm not.
No. Right. You're just passive.
Yeah. Well, and I would think it's smart. It's just like a cooler head prevails. It's just like, what are we fighting in the alley behind this bar over what? Because I bumped you or you bumped me? You know, like, and now we're.
But at a certain point, if he says enough crap about Angie, will you fight?
I would say something. I wouldn't fight.
Exactly.
No,
exactly. You would say something. This guy didn't do anything.
He didn't. Yeah. Like when he's calling you ugly or fat or whatever this dude was calling you, your boyfriend said nada. Just stone faced. He said nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. I just honestly wanted him to say, like, don't bring my girl into this. Something as simple as that.
Okay.
But, is there an argument to be made that that is such a cool head that he's like, you're not going to get to me. I know what you're trying to do. You're saying things about my girlfriend that I know aren't true, and I'm just not going to acknowledge them.
I mean, that was the right thing to do, but I have to admit
it's maybe mature, but it's boring. It's not like, it's not sexy.
Well, yeah. Well, I have to, this is going to sound terrible, but it's made me less attracted to him.
Because he didn't stick up for himself. He didn't stick up for.
There's an anthropological thing that nobody likes to talk about, but like, it's in your DNA. We understand that you're strong. Aaron, you're a strong woman. You don't need anybody to protect you. But deep down, when a dude does, it feels kind of young.
It's so nice.
It's nice.
Oh, it's nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and he didn't do it.
Yeah.
He went the intelligent route, he went with his brain and like, I'm not fighting this random person. But that doesn't get you going.
It doesn't, there's no dragging you back to the cave. The smart guy with the nerdy glasses isn't dragging you back to the cave. Yeah. He's driving you back in his Prius. Yeah. And you don't want to get in a Prius.
Right. Yeah, he's dropping you off at the cave.
Right.
Where the other guy is.
Have a great night. I'll pick you up for crochet. Okay. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. This is, it's tough because, in my opinion, he did the right thing for the global good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But he, if your girlfriend can't imagine you conquering, like being
what
the
if,
hunter.
Okay, here's the thing. What if we go to Brothers and Lone Tree?
Oh my God. Can we talk about this without saying the name of the bar?
No, that's why I specifically said it.
I know, but what if you have a bad idea and we lose our relationship with them?
We won't, because T-Hack will be involved.
Okay.
And he's not going to fight, so they can pretend to get in a fight, and then we like. We make
so he can go. He can go in and
like,
show
it again. Yeah.
Tia can say something like, "Hey, who's the fat chick?" And he can go up and go, "You take your damn hands off of her."
Yeah.
So we're doing the whole plot of Back to the Future. Is what you want to do?
Yeah. So her relationship is hinging on my acting skills. I don't feel good.
You're
about
a thespian. Come on.
No, this is
pressure.
No, and also you're telling the plan in front of her. Oh my God. have you told him about your lack of turn on for him now that this has happened?
No, I'm too nervous, but I have to admit it's making me just rethink the entire relationship.
How long have you been together?
We've been together about 2 years now.
Is this something, does it change when you have kids? Like when you're young and virile and stuff, and it's like, yeah, we're out clubbing and we're fighting and we're arguing and there's passion and that, but then once you have kids it's kind of like, yeah, don't fight, get home to the kids, like you have a different way of protecting our family, which is
maybe
stay safe. But if you don't have kids yet, then it's kind of like, oh, you got to be out there, you got to. Does that make sense?
So I went through, like, I've always been a little more passive than most, mostly because I don't want to hurt my hands. Like, as a guitar player, you can't hurt your hands.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, and then I just got to be like, hey, man, we can do this, but it's going to have to be a kick fight. Like, or a slap fight. Like, I can't, I don't want
to. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yes. Rochambeau. No, I don't. But, like, so I've always been that way. I've shoved dudes before, which is weird. And it seems.
I've gotten a few shoves in myself.
Yeah. But I understand your need for him to be more I'm going to say the word manly,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. is just a, kind of a weird, but it's like.
Or you want to see that something trigger in him like, hey, that's now that's too far. You don't talk about that, her that way.
Aaron and I had the same reaction when she first started telling her story. While you're upset with this reaction, a worse reaction, I have people in my life, I used to have people in my life, where if you walked by, I won't say who this is, but if you walked by his girl and were like, sup, he'd take you outside and beat you to within an inch really? Of your life. And you're like, okay, there's not protective.
Yeah.
And then there's psycho-controlling overprotective.
Yeah. And that feels more unattractive.
Oh, for sure.
Less yes! attractive, just that... That angry,
like you're a
aggressive.
Grease monkey trying to get an oil change. And the guy's like, give me your phone number. He's like, what is that? Drags him over the counter, pummels him. It's like, dude, that's his job.
Yeah.
Like, relax. Like, I don't know why I said grease monkey. I have a Tesla. Wow, did it get cold?
Maybe I am a fighter. Get over here.
I might be my fist already.
All right, Erica, we're going to figure out how to get your turn on back on. With this guy, I'm just saying what I described is so much worse. If he's an overprotective guy,
yeah, way yeah. worse.
But you do want a little, protective. Hey, that's too, like a little yeah. fire under his butt, whatever the analogy you want to use.
Can I just
something
say this,
like
though?
what? Because what is too far? If nothing gets him,
but if
upset?
You're in a bar and some guy's talking crap about Ange to try to get under, at the second you acknowledge him, you're in.
I yeah. know, and that's, I...
You're smart enough to know that if I even say, cool it, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? You want to make me cool? Like, so not saying anything is the smart play.
Right, especially with some random idiot. You don't
drunk
know
guy
my
in
wife.
A bar?
You don't know what, like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Also, you don't know if he's got a gun, a knife, four friends.
My dad always said, you never want to get in a bar fight because you never know what another guy has.
You don't?
Or how many friends? That's exactly
yeah.
true.
Let's step outside and there's like four other guys standing there going,
uh-huh.
Well, if he can't handle it, we can.
yeah. Yeah, that's, they're just...
You exactly. get security involved.
You're right. You ask security to come out and MC and referee your fight.
Security, can you hold my purse?
Yes. I'm
about to beat this guy up.
All right. Erica doesn't think her man did enough to defend her honor.
I think he did great. I don't know.
But now
I'm not
she's
sexy
just
either,
not
I guess.
Attractive or attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can get that back without him saving
getting
a baby
in,
from
yeah.
a burning building or something. He's
so
got to
be
do...
wrong or is there, should we be more aggressive out there? Like to be more attractive?
I am not going to punch somebody. I'm not. That's or even talk crap because I just, yeah. How do we get the sexy back now that he's been a wimp? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just feel so weird when we're on a subject that's...
It sucks because he did the right thing and I'm happy he did, but I also understand her perspective.
So Erica was out at a bar and some dude was like talking trash to the man and then he mm-hmm. started talking trash about her and her man did not do anything to defend himself or her.
Yeah, he wouldn't fight the guy. Even though he was
being not goated. Even fight, but just like say anything back.
Yeah, he was calm and cool under pressure, which is not sexy. Apparently, it's kind of boring.
Well, I mean, and so then we're kind of stuck in these roles of like he should have been more quote unquote manly, and like it's all like very strange to talk about. But then we can all also admit, and Aaron admitted that mm-hmm. like there's something a little bit cool.
Cool's not the right word.
Sizzling hot.
Maybe, yeah.
There's something about when a man, when they're like, no, that mine. Like, yeah. when we get a little caveman-y.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Okay, yeah. That's sexy. You were just very sexy.
I think the hilarious thing is, then Tiag just is like, instead of like making points or like flexing, he just starts grunting. He's like, sexy. Okay.
Bring sexy back.
Hector, what do you think?
The fact that the guy actually did not want to fight, he kept his cool the whole time, pretty much shows you the signs of someone who's actually fully calm, cool, and collected, level-headed person. The fact that she would actually want him to fight actually makes her more unattractive than her allowing him to be the person that actually did not allow for someone else to interrupt their time at night, their time out as a couple.
So do you think there's ever a time to do it, though? Ever?
And not necessarily fight, but just like sticking up, just saying like, dude, that's enough.
Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry, I lost you there for a second.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I mean, you don't think there's ever a time to like stick up for your woman, just walk away?
There is a time to stick up for your woman, but there is also a time to not do anything, just like you said originally, where, you know, you don't know what the other person is going to have. You don't know what they're going to do. And why would you stoop down to a level of somebody who's drunk out in public if that's the case?
Thank you for the call, Hector. You want to talk about it?
I don't mind.
I feel weird about it.
Life happens.
This actually happened to Aaron. And it's one of those things that we're kind of like avoiding. Like, and I'm looking at her going, so you were dating a guy who did defend you.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, like, so
we were at a wedding. There was a really drunk guy that was hitting on every single living, breathing woman.
And not hitting, but like not hitting on in a like, hey, I think
you're
cute.
No, it was aggressive.
Like, groping.
Yeah.
And just being.
Yeah. Ugh. And this guy put his hand on me and my ex punched him. He fell and did not wake up.
Yeah. In the moment, you liked it probably.
No, in the moment, I was very scared.
Oh. Well, I mean, well,
but like I was,
you couldn't have suspected it was going
to end
the way.
But I was happy that someone was there to help me for sure. But again, he put his hands on me. There wasn't that with her situation.
Correct. So to further prove, I do not want to poke this bear, but like no charges were filed.
Correct.
Against.
Yeah.
Like there were tons of eyewitnesses that said this guy was bad. And your boyfriend at the time was justified.
Yeah.
But
it seemed like it was just like, if he keeps acting this way, someone's going to step in.
But no one would have expected what happened.
Right. Because that part's the accident. But
no
it's
one
like,
wanted that to happen at
no,
all.
No, not at all. I just wanted him to stop.
Yeah.
But didn't that, I don't want to put more words in your mouth, but that ended your relationship.
It did.
Though.
It did.
Because you're not going to get over it.
I could not look at him without seeing the man who lost his life.
So it's like Erica, like you, they're like what?
Definitely the right decision to avoid any
correct.
Fight you can.
But if the guy had escalated to the point you were at,
yeah, it's still unanswerable. Like, so did your boyfriend do the right thing? I mean, you would say no because a life was lost, but he didn't know that was going to happen. It's
right.
So what is the right answer?
And that guy, even his own family, I don't want to keep doing this, but like his own family was like, yeah, no, this was bound to happen.
Yeah.
It was like, he just got, was in his alcohol consumption also definitely led to the fact that he fell the way he fell and
right.
hit his head the way he hit his head and like the whole thing. So Erica, hopefully, I don't know, like maybe you heard Aaron's side of the story and like
and realize like, oh, he made the right decision. That's more attractive.
Way more attractive.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
How do we know what?
How do we know if it's true or not? How is that tested? I'm so confused.
Okay. Tiak has brought in a list of things that we all thought were true.
Mm-hmm.
And that aren't true. And the one we're discussing just as that song was fading out is whether or not fish have no memory.
Not no memory, but it's
like
always
almost
like
no memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know that I have ever heard that before.
How could you have never heard that before?
Well,
it's always been like a 3 second.
Yeah. They go fish just because they'll just, I think it's because they like, if you have a goldfish or whatever and they like go, ooh, dunk, and they hit the glass, you're like, oh, well now they know the glass is there. And then like, dunk, they just keep hitting it. And you're like, okay, well they're idiots. They just keep forgetting that the glass is there. And so we just all assumed goldfish had like a 3 second memory. Everybody just go, oh, look, he hits the glass every 3 seconds. Clearly he forgot the glass is there. But it's also because his visual acuity is not, he's like, well, it looks like the water keeps going.
Right.
Like, yeah. He's not stupid. He just doesn't
He might be stupid.
Well,
he's not listening. You don't have to protect him.
But have you ever done this exercise? You are listening to philosophical radio.
Okay.
If you asked a fish what water is, What do you think? Or what it means to be wet.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what it means to be wet.
It's all they know.
It's all they know, but then they don't know a difference.
Right.
So then they don't know they're wet, right?
Right.
So you would have to ask them what they like to be dry?
But I don't think they know what dry is unless it's one of those fish that can jump.
Yeah.
And then they're barely dry. They're like, whoa!
You feel the difference, though.
I don't know. I just don't think they understand that they're...
That they are wet, yeah.
At. Mm. And it's not that... Well, this is the thing. We don't know. Aaron's asking the question, how do we know if fish have memories?
Well, I thought because Dory has the short memory. But Dory had
an accident.
That's what I mean. I thought something was wrong with her. I didn't know there was something wrong with her. Yeah, so I didn't know this
also,
was like...
Also, that's animated. It's not real.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my God. Shields in the Johnstown one. The whole front of the store is a giant aquarium.
Cool.
It's awesome. And there's a Dory in there.
Oh, I love that.
And there's just little kids like poking at it, trying to talk to her. And you're like, that's not Dory. Dory's not real.
Be nice.
It's not a documentary.
Okay. Here's how they did it. I've seen different things. They've tested goldfish. They did like the Dwight Schrute Ring a Bell, Hanneman Altoid thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. They played a song, then fed the fish. Played a song, fed the fish.
Okay.
Played the song, fish goes to the top. Like, he's learned that behavior. They don't do that. They stop playing the song for like months and months. Then they play the song. He goes to the top.
Oh, he remembers.
He still remembers.
Of course.
Okay.
So that proves the myth that fish are stupid and have short memories to be incorrect.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Do we have that sound effect that is the more you know, so we can just play it like there's a little... thing shooting over our heads. The one that drives me nuts is my parents convinced me of it forever.
Oh, really?
Cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis.
No.
That's what I always thought too, yeah. I've still never done it. I can't do it. I can't.
You can't physically crack your nails?
No.
I literally just did every single one of them.
Okay, Aaron, I just want to tell everybody, if you happen to be in the dating market and you match with Aaron on something, don't go out with her. Because she cracks literally every part of her body to the point where your back one...
Oh, it's bad.
You've gotten so good at it now that it causes me anxiety and a little bit of nausea. Aaron, it's what I imagine it sounds like as someone's spine breaks when they fall off a horse.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot. And she breaking a stalk of celery. It's like
she does kind of
Gosh, I could like step in for Foley artists when they need that sound.
Yes, you could. You could. She does.
You
want to
do it right now, just do it. I don't know
if I can. I've done it. Hold on, here's my neck. That was a small one. No. Nope. And then back.
Oh! Oh, God! I hope you can hear that on the radio.
She does a move like a shot putter, like getting ready, and she throws it. But it just cracks.
That was so much.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody touch you while you do that?
Sure.
So I know somebody who can crack their shoulder.
Ooh, I can do that laying down.
And it was like... One day they were like, hey, do me a favor, put your hand on my shoulder. I was like, why? It was like, kuh! And they popped and I was like,
that one, it feels so nice though, because you're almost like popping it back into place kind of thing where it just like feels relieving.
I just don't trust myself. You know? I'm definitely not putting it back into place. I'm getting it out.
Could we get you to lay down and let Aaron and I just go to town on you?
Sure.
Sure.
There are people that have said sure so far.
And then we'll try to crack my back.
I just think like your toes. I would start with your toes because you're probably freaked out about your hands. But like your toes will crack.
Okay. If they will, if you can get them, I'll let you do my hands too. I've just never been able to. I don't know if I'm doing.
I think I want to be as far away from your eyes as possible. Do you want to look him in the eye when you're like doing that to him?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm.
Why don't you go over there and do it right now?
Well, to let him know that like it's fine, you're okay, you're safe.
I could act like a fish. I could forget
the
things.
The bottom line is it doesn't give you arthritis. There's literally no correlation. The problem is, like when I was young, all my uncles were like farmers and whatever, and they had those just farmer hands, like the big
mangled
knuckles and just like,
kinda.
Ugh. And it's like, your uncle right there used to crack his knuckles. And I was like, so afraid. But like when you play guitar,
Oh, really?
Like, it's just air building up in between. It drives me nuts. Like, I could crack them all day.
Really? I don't know. I just don't get it. So you can crack. It's like there's constantly air in there. You could just crack guitar for a little
bit. Yeah, they need cracked again. Huh. Like, I bet you right now, Aaron could almost work up another one of those nasty. Have you ever done it to a, like?
She cracks her neck, her back, her.
Have you ever done it in front of a guy you're sleeping with?
Yeah, all the time.
What?
Not while. I mean, sometimes it happens.
I think I'd be kind of proud of myself.
Wow, yeah.
Did I make you do that?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Sorry.
He's heated.
There's a story. I don't even know if we can talk about this. What, can you talk about this calmly? Because this is like a touchy subject, and you're
it is,
and you're super excited right now.
I am.
You need to like channel your inner Taylor Swift, right, and you need to calm down.
Okay, can I take a cold shower? Or something?
I wish you would leave Aaron and I alone to not picture what just happened.
Hey, hey.
I'm not. No, I wasn't saying me and you alone for.
No. I'm saying don't include me in that.
Include you in which Never part? Mind. Being alone with me? Okay. Or do you want to shower with him? What? Okay.
Well, now I'm calmed down.
There is a
way to ruin the mood.
There is an article out basically about the best and worst songs to have relations to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys relation to music people? I used to be more. I'm not anymore.
I've done once, but I think I mentioned it. The Eagles came on and I couldn't focus. Because my priorities are the Eagles.
What song?
I would think you'd get more into it. You'd
the be Eagles like, don't now, have a lot really... of tempo to their... It's like,
they can.
It's like, Desperado.
It
you're
wasn't
like,
that.
You're not going to finish up on that. I can't tell you why. That's you're not going to finish to that.
You don't know.
Live in the fast lane.
It might have been that one, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd rock that. Let's go. I'm taking my pants. I'm joining TAC in the cold shower.
All right.
No, but like, so you were playing other songs. You were on like.
Just like a random playlist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that came up and it was just like.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm.
Yeah. We don't really do music. There's like sounds, soothing sounds playing sometimes because we just have that set like to our bedroom at night. So if it's that time, there might be like a meditation playlist playing. Uh-huh. It's a very sensual
experience.
I'm just
going to keep going.
Okay. Are those the sounds that
I don't sort of I don't
but not like a song I
okay,
guess
but, okay so let me just ask this let me come at it a different way would you rather have like you just I'm picturing you with like a nature playlist like a cricket sound in the background
sure
that doesn't seem
yeah.
like that's good or would you like complete silence it to me if you're having relations with somebody you've had relations with a bunch
mm-hmm
silence can be okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're having relations with somebody new, there are sounds that could throw you off your game. Like, if you don't know each other, there's embarrassing things that can happen.
But you should know that being an adult and having this adventure.
I'm not saying I have a problem with the sounds, but like, mm-hmm. there's this pent-upness to it all where it's like sorry mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I had relations with something on in the background
so you just
yeah just, I don't mind the quiet
yeah one of the playlists I have is just the sounds it's just those embarrassing sounds and then everyone's kind of at ease
it's just it's the sound of somebody making a huge pot of mac and cheese
these myself
what is happening so okay. But isn't there something kind of, it removes some inhibitions if there's just a little bit of noise in the background?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's probably why they play music at restaurants and stuff. Because while you're chatting, if it's just silent, for eating and talking, you just want a little
you
undertone.
Want a little, just a little something in the background. Like,
yeah.
Are we at the Rainforest Cafe?
I just imagine this is TX. But like, what if you
anything
like,
will take Aaron out of it. Get your age. Yeah, cheeseburger.
You can't play a small stream because then you're going to have to pee the whole time. It's like, yeah.
It's more just like white noisy stuff. I don't know. There's all these colored noises now, like pink noise, green noise. There's brown noise. I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Here's a Subway. Do you want this?
Yeah. Man, we're doing it in New York, honey.
I am so hot right now.
It's the Big Apple. Wow.
I'm sorry. Are those farm animals?
Yeah. Those are farm animals.
I sound enough like that. I don't need that.
Okay. Enough about that. The story itself is about songs to play. And as long, if you're relating with Aaron, just make sure you have Eagles out of the playlist and you might be able to keep her like, snap your fingers a couple times, skip the song.
Make sure she's fed beforehand. Or she's going to get distracted.
Because then, her blood sugar thing goes off.
Oh, yeah.
You better have a Twinkie by the bed.
Has your device ever gone off?
Yes.
During?
Yeah.
Your blood sugar thing is going off while you're having relations.
Wow. Yeah, because sometimes it makes your blood sugar low, and then sometimes I'm just like, ignore it.
So you have just like M&Ms there or something?
Glucose tablets, yeah. I'm just like, hey, I need a snack.
So he's like, am I doing great? Or am I killing you?
I want to know.
I would panic if.
Really?
If the woman I was relating with started beeping, I'd be concerned.
I need you to understand it's not actually her beeping. She doesn't. All right, Aaron, back up and see if it makes sense. Okay, so the point is there's a list of the best and worst songs. Mm-hmm. And we could explore the list, but we can't.
No.
Because T-Hack, as a DJ, is immediately like, you don't understand.
The BPM.
The BPM of the Knuten valve with my cheep, 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 cheep.
Yes, I would like to just read you two sentences from this story. So they say that the most sensual song, the perfect BPM for relations, is about 119 beats per minute.
What song is that? Do they pick one?
Sexy Back is 117. I Want to Dance with Somebody is 119. So that's about that tempo.
I want you
to
know that they chose a very specific song
they
at 119.
Did.
And it's not a song I would relate to.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Where is it?
Pour Me a Drink by Blake Shelton.
Featuring Blake Shelton.
It's Post Malone's song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Pour Me a Drink. It's Post Malone and Blake Shelton. Yeah, that's not
really. It's on the new album?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's not not bedroom material.
I don't think I'm relating to Blake Shelton.
Why not?
I don't know.
He was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
At one point. Yeah.
Remember, everyone got upset.
Yeah. Why?
Because they thought he didn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also country music just doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to relate to country?
No.
No, probably not. It doesn't feel sensual. Yeah, it feels
because like, there's
a banjo involved.
Right,
it's like,
that's what I'm saying. It feels a little inbred. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever, because it's not country, but I think I've said this before, but like in the middle of relations, playlist, rockabilly came on. Specifically Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Specifically Rock This Town. So it's like you're relating and that song comes in and you're just like, how do I match this? It's like and you just can't. Like you're trying to to your point, T-Hack, if you try to keep up with that, you're not doing well. And if you half time it, it's not. It's just at a weird tempo where it's like halftime feels like you just had a stroke. Yeah. I mean that in the medical way, and full time feels just stupid. It feels silly.
I agree, but you hit onto what my frustration is: the halftime, right? So we determined 119 is the perfect tempo.
Okay.
They say the worst song to have relations to is Jeremiah's Birthday Sex.
Okay.
Which is one? It's 60 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
No, it's not. If you know anything about music, if it's 60 beats per minute, that means you can double it and make it 120 beats per minute.
Which is real close to 119.
Which is real close to 119. That's what makes me even more mad. It's like, just because it's slow, it's halftime, there's double time. It's like, there's only a finite range that music can be in before it's just the same tempo with more claps in between. Does that make sense?
Claps.
Beats, whatever, like if you're clapping along to it.
Yeah, no, there's claps. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I have an issue that I'm not sure if we should talk about it on the radio, but I'm going to just go ahead and tackle it.
Okay.
This kind of concerning. Some people are trying to kill my son.
Why are we still here?
Yeah,
this is very concerning.
And I would like some help to help him navigate this.
Hmm.
This was not something that existed when I was in school, but it definitely exists now. he has some other person that is helping him and protecting him. And I believe my son is in charge of killing somebody as well.
I've always wanted to play this.
They're playing it right now.
Play?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I kind of want to play involved? It too. I know they're high school students.
So
it kind of makes me excited.
If
people want to we could form our own league. What's it called?
Do you want to form an alliance?
Yes.
What is it?
So clearly it didn't happen in Iowa.
No.
And it didn't happen in Longmont.
It didn't happen in private school of Denver.
Well, he's in a private school.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
What?
It's like, I don't know what it's called. It's like senior assassin or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's with water guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I believe you can't be killed at school because that would be bad.
I don't think you can get killed at school. It's only off campus.
It's only off campus. Yes.
Okay. So somebody's tracking you.
And I don't know how they.
I think you get assigned somebody, and somebody gets assigned you.
Who assigns them? Because are the teachers involved? Okay.
Or something. Or it's ran. I don't know. I don't understand any of the rules. If you understand the rules, text into 51059. I need to make sure he wins this. I don't need to hear my son's been assassinated. I need him. So he's literally, I think he's kind of safe because the school he goes to is on this side of town.
Right.
And we live very, very far from here. So the kids who live near the school, they're in constant jeopardy.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then they walk to school and stuff, so they're just out in the open.
Well, I mean, these are seniors, so everybody's got a car, I think.
Yeah. Okay. It's easier to find people just like out and about or going to a friend's if you're closer.
So it's like Secret Santa, but if you...
A little more aggressive.
It's sinister, it's Secret Santa.
Guns.
So, yeah,
no,
so,
and I believe it's squirt guns. I believe it's squirt guns.
Okay, so you're paired with somebody and you try to... If you see them out and you squirt them with the gun, then you...
Yeah, you win. You're paired with a guy. Like you eliminate them, but then you take on their trying to kill. So like if it's the three of us, you're trying to kill me, I'm trying to kill Aaron, Aaron's trying to kill you. Like if Aaron kills you, so if I kind of figure it out eventually, oh God, TX gunning for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hide from you for days and days and days and days. And then all of a sudden Aaron's coming up. I'm like, oh, I'm safe. And she just walks up and I'm like, what? Oh, I already killed T-Hack.
Yeah.
And now I'm killing you.
And then I win.
So that's where it gets like janky. Well, there's another wrinkle to it.
Oh.
That we had to like scour the earth last night. Because if you have goggles on you, not actually on you, but just on your person, you're safe.
That's a lie.
But I think you have to have it. No, it's like a bulletproof vest.
Then I would wear those all the time, literally on my face.
No, I don't.
Why
I don't know what the rules are.
That's silly.
I'll try to get the rules.
That should not be allowed. Okay.
But what I want to know is, can he farm it out? Because like I have nothing to do during the day. Like I would get up early in the morning and I'll just be a sniper.
Do you know who he has?
Who?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't
you.
Know who he has. That's what I'm saying. I want to get more involved. Okay. I will.
So you
I
want
will,
him to hire a hitman for
yes!
his assassin game?
I will wait
Can
for his
Can we wear
friends.
Camo?
Yes. T-Hack is literally dressed like Desert Storm
He's ready
today.
Right now.
I am ready. And I've got bad news for you, buddy.
It's me.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am so angry. I get a story of a guy who was arrested for just taking his daughter for a drive.
Oh, come on.
What? Yeah, you're going to be mad about it.
What? Well, I have a story.
I don't like that. I'm sorry, Dion. That really gave me the ick.
I know, it even creeped me out while it was happening.
I have a story of a kitchen catastrophe that's probably worse than the one any of us have had.
Okay. Mm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Virginia.
Seth! I'm sorry. What was that?
Virginia, the Commonwealth.
Okay, I get it. I was thinking that.
Yeah,
too.
But at first it was like, what's he doing? He's like, hello! He's from Virginia! Hello!
Virginia.
Oh, man.
No? Okay.
Well, your accents are on point. Aaron, try it.
I honestly don't even understand.
That's fine. I don't even know where Virginia is, if I'm being totally honest.
Okay, well, this man in Virginia, he decided to do some cooking.
Oh.
But he was out of ingredients, I guess. So instead, he just said, you know what? I've got this loaded gun.
No.
I can just put that in the oven.
He did not put a gun in the oven.
Was he trying to, like, melt it to make something else? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes,
they're in Virginia, aren't they?
You've watched far too many YouTube videos of, okay.
No, it's just what they mean by packing heat. No. Yeah. So he puts the not only just a gun, it's a loaded gun into the oven, and he turned the appliance on.
Uh-huh.
The heat caused the gun to go off, and it fired 5 rounds of the oven while it was baking.
So he pointed it. I think I pointed it in? Don't point it outward.
Yeah. Firefighters were called to the scene. There was an oven explosion. They went inside. They found the gun was melted, like Aaron said, to the heat racks. I don't know if that's what he was going for, but thankfully no one was injured. Here's the kicker, though. It's not known if the man was arrested or if he's facing any charges.
Shut up.
He's just like, yeah, I'll try dinner again tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, my God.
What would you be charged for? Just stupidity?
For having a gun in the oven?
I guess. Is that a bun in the oven? Well,
no, it's actually a gun. All right. My story, also not from Florida.
Mm.
It's from Argentina.
Mm. Ah, sí.
An Argentine man was pulled over by police for simply going for a drive with his 13-year-old daughter.
That's outrageous.
It is. He was letting her steer the car.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
While he operated the gas and the brake.
Okay.
And the police were like,
I see
nope,
that.
Pull over, you're going to jail.
What?
I mean, he's blind. I mean, legally.
Oh.
Legally blind.
But, so how was he up?
How did he know when to speed up and slow down?
She would just say, slow down, speed up.
Okay. So that's what the police wanted to question him about.
Right.
Now I'm seeing.
Hey, what are you, blind? And he's like, well, actually, I kind of am.
This is a team effort over here.
Wow.
Yeah, the erratic movements caught the attention of a police officer. He's going to jail.
Okay.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Sorry.
He's heated.
There's a story. I don't even know if we can talk about this. What, can you talk about this calmly? Because this is like, this is a touchy subject. And you're
it is.
And you're super excited right now.
I am.
You need to channel your inner Taylor Swift and you need to calm down.
Okay. Can I take a cold shower or something?
I wish you would. Leave Aaron and I alone to not picture what just happened.
Hey.
I wasn't saying me and you alone
No. I'm saying don't include me in that.
Include you in which part? Mind. Being alone with me? Okay. Or do you want to shower with him? What? Okay.
Well, now I'm calmed down.
There is a
way to ruin the mood.
There is an article out basically about the best and worst songs to have relations to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys relation to music people? I used to be more. I'm not anymore.
I've done once, but I think I've mentioned it. The Eagles came on and I couldn't focus. Because my priorities are the Eagles.
What song?
I would think you'd get more into it. You'd
the
be
Eagles
like, now
don't have a lot
really
of tempo to their. It's like
they can.
It was like Desperado.
It
you're
wasn't
like,
that.
You're not gonna finish up on that. I can't tell you why. You're not gonna finish to that.
You don't know.
Live in the Fast Lane.
It might have been that one, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd rock that. Let's go. I'm taking my pants. I'm joining T-Yac in the cold shower.
All right.
No, but like, so you were playing other songs. You were on like.
Just like a random playlist. Okay. Yeah.
And then that came up and it was just like.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah. We don't really do music. There's like sounds, soothing sounds playing sometimes because we just have that set like to our bedroom at night. So if it's that time, there might be like a meditation playlist playing. It's a very sensual experience.
I'm just going to keep going.
Okay. Are those the sounds that
I don't sort of, I don't.
But not like a song, I guess.
Okay, so let me just ask this. Let me come at it a different way. Would you rather have, like you, just I'm picturing you with like a nature playlist, like a cricket sound in the background.
Sure,
that doesn't seem like that's good. Or would you, like complete silence, it to me, if you're having relations with somebody you've had relations with a bunch, silence can be okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're having relations with somebody new, there are sounds that could throw you off your game. Like, if you don't know each other, there's embarrassing things that can happen.
But you should know that being an adult and having this adventure.
I'm not saying I have a problem with the sounds, but like, there's this pent-upness to it all where it's like, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I had relations with something on in the background.
So you just...
Yeah. I don't mind the quiet.
Yeah, one of the playlists I have is just the sounds. It's just those embarrassing sounds. And then everyone's kind of at ease.
It's just... It's the sound of somebody making a huge pot of mac and cheese.
These myself.
What is happening? Okay. But isn't there something kind of, it removes some inhibitions if there's just a little bit of noise in the background?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's probably why they play music at restaurants and stuff. Because while you're chatting, if it's just silent, for eating and talking, you just want a little
you
undertone.
Want just a little something in the background. Like,
yeah.
Are we at the Rainforest Cafe?
I just imagine this is T-Yak. But like,
will take Aaron out of it. Get your age. Yeah, gotta get the cheeseburger.
You can't play a small stream because then you're gonna have to pee the whole time. It's like,
it's more just like white noisy stuff. I don't know. There's all these colored noises now, like pink noise, green noise. There's brown noise. I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Here's a Subway. Do you want this?
We're doing it in New York, honey.
I am so hot right now.
It's the Big Apple. Wow.
I'm sorry. Are those farm animals?
Yeah. Those are farm animals.
I sound enough like that. I don't need that.
Okay. Enough about that. The story itself is about songs to play. And if you're relating with Aaron, just make sure you have Eagles out of the playlist and you might be able to keep her snap your fingers a couple times, skip the song.
Make sure she's fed beforehand. I was just trying to get distracted.
Cause then her blood sugar thing goes off.
Oh yeah.
You have a Twinkie by the bed.
Has your device ever gone off?
Yes.
During?
Yeah.
Your blood sugar thing is going off while you're having relations.
Wow.
Yeah, because sometimes it makes your blood sugar low and then sometimes I'm just like ignoring it.
So you have just like M&Ms there or something?
Glucose tablets, yeah. I'm just like, hey, I need a snack.
So he's like, am I doing great? Or am I killing you?
I want to know.
I would panic if.
Really?
If the woman I was relating with started beeping, I'd be concerned.
I need you to understand it's not actually her beeping. She doesn't. All right, Aaron, back up and see if it makes a sound. Okay. So the point is there's a list of the best and worst songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we could explore the list. But we can't.
No.
Because T-Hack, as a DJ, is immediately like, you don't understand.
The BPM
of the Knuten valve with my cheep, 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 cheep.
Yes. I would like to just read you two sentences from this story. So they say that the most sensual song, the perfect BPM for relations, is about 119 beats per minute.
What song is that? Do they pick one?
Sexy Back is 117. I Want to Dance with Somebody is 119. So that's about that
tempo. I want
you
to know that they chose a very specific song.
They
at 119.
Did.
And it's not a song I would relate to.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Where is it?
Pour Me a Drink.
Pour Me a Drink.
By Blake Shelton.
Featuring Blake Shelton.
It's Post Malone's song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Pour Me a Drink. It's Post Malone and Blake Shelton. Yeah, that's not
really...
It's
on the new album?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's not...
Okay.
Not bedroom material,
I don't feel like
I'm
relating to Blake Shelton.
Why not?
I don't know.
He was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
At one point. Yeah.
Remember, everyone got upset.
Yeah. Why?
Because they thought he didn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also country music just doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to relate to country?
No.
No, probably not. I mean, no, like, it doesn't feel sensual. Yeah, it feels
cause
like
there's
a banjo involved.
Right,
like,
that's what I'm saying. It feels a little inbred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever, because it's not country, but I think I've said this before, but like in the middle of relations, playlist, rockabilly came on. Specifically Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Specifically Rock This Town. So it's like you're relating and that song comes in and you're just like, how do I match this? It's like and you just can't. Like you're trying to to your point, T-Hack, if you try to keep up with that, you're not doing well. And if you halftime it, it's not, it's just at a weird tempo where it's like halftime feels like you just had a stroke. Yeah. I mean that in the medical way. And full-time feels just stupid. It feels silly.
I agree. But you hit on to what my frustration is, the halftime, right? So we determined 119 is the perfect tempo.
Okay.
They say the worst song to have relations to is Jeremiah's Birthday Sex.
Okay.
Which is it's 60 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
But no, it's not. If you know anything about music, if it's 60 beats per minute, that means you can double it and make it 120 beats per minute.
Which is real close to 119.
Which is real close to 119. That's what makes me even more mad. It's like, just because it's slow, it's halftime, there's double time. It's like, there's only a finite range that music can be in before it's just the same tempo with more claps in between. Does that make sense?
Claps.
Beats, whatever, like if you're clapping along to it.
Yeah, no, there's claps. Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I have an issue that I'm not sure if we should talk about it on the radio, but I'm going to just go ahead and tackle it.
Okay.
This kind of concerning. Some people are trying to kill my son.
Why are we still here?
This is
very concerning.
And I would like some help to help him navigate this.
Hmm.
This was not something that existed when I was in school, but it definitely exists now. He has some other person that is helping him and protecting him. And I believe my son is in charge of killing somebody as well.
I've always wanted to play this.
They're playing it right now.
Play?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I kind of want to play it too. I know they're high school students.
So
it kind of makes me excited.
If
people want to we could form our own league. What's it called?
Do you want to form an alliance?
Yes.
What is it?
So clearly it didn't happen in Iowa.
No.
And it didn't happen in Longmont.
It didn't happen in private school of Denver.
Well, he's in a private school.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
What?
It's like, I don't know what it's called. It's like senior assassin or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's with water guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I believe you can't be killed at school because that would be bad.
I don't think you can get killed at school. It's only off campus.
It's only off campus, yes.
Okay, so somebody's tracking you?
And I don't know how they...
I think you get assigned somebody and somebody gets assigned you.
Who assigns them? Because are the gamekeeper involved? Okay.
Or something, or it's ran. I don't know. I don't understand any of the rules. If you understand the rules, text into 51059. I need to make sure he wins this. I don't need to hear my son's been assassinated. I need him. So he's literally, I think he's kind of safe because the school he goes to is on this side of town.
Right.
And we live very, very far from here. So the kids who live near the school, they're in constant jeopardy.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then they walk to school and stuff, so they're just out in the open.
Well, I mean, these are seniors, so everybody's got a car, I think.
Yeah. Okay. It's easier to find people just out and about or going to a friend's if you're closer.
So it's like Secret Santa, but if you...
A little more aggressive.
It's sinister it's Secret Santa.
Guns.
So, yeah,
no,
so,
and I believe it's squirt guns. Yeah. I believe it's squirt guns.
Okay, so you're paired with somebody and you try to... If you see them out and you squirt them with the gun, then you...
Yeah,
you,
you eliminated you're paired with them. A guy. Like, you okay. eliminate them, but then you take on their... Who oh, they're trying yeah, to yeah, kill. Yeah. So, like, if it's the three of us, you're trying to kill me, I'm trying to kill Aaron, Aaron's trying to kill you... Like, if Aaron kills you, so if I kind of figure it out eventually, oh, God, TX gunning for me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
and I hide from you for days and days and days and days, and then all of a sudden Aaron's coming up, I'm like, oh, I'm safe, and she just walks up and I'm like, what? Oh, I already killed T-Hack,
yeah.
and now I'm killing you.
And then I win.
So that's where it gets, like, janky. Well, there's another wrinkle to it that we had to, like, scour the earth last night, because if you have goggles on you... Not actually on you, but just on your person, you're safe.
That's a lie.
But I think you have to have it. No, it's like a bulletproof vest.
Then I would wear those all the time, literally on my face.
No, I don't.
Why
not? I don't know what the rules are.
That's silly.
I'll try to get the rules.
That should not be allowed. Okay.
But what I want to know is, can he farm it out? Because, like, I have nothing to do during the day. Like, I would get up early in the morning and I'll just be a sniper.
Do you know who he has?
Who?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't
you.
Know who he has. That's what I'm saying. I want to get more involved. Okay. I will.
So you
I
want him to hire a hitman for his assassin game?
I will wait
Can
for
we
his
wear
friends.
Camo?
Yes. T-Hack is literally dressed like Desert Storm
today. He's ready
today.
Right now.
I am ready. And I've got bad news for you, buddy.
It's me.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am so angry. I get a story of a guy... who was arrested for just taking his daughter for a drive.
Oh, come on.
What? Yeah, you're going to be mad about
what? Well, I have a story.
I don't like that. I'm sorry, Diak. That really gave me the ick.
I know, it even creeped me out while it was happening.
I have a story of a kitchen catastrophe that's probably worse than the one any of us have had.
Okay. Mm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Virginia.
Seth! I'm sorry. What was that?
Virginia. The Commonwealth.
Okay. I get it. I was thinking that
too.
Yeah,
but at first it was like, what's he doing? He's like, hello! He's from Virginia! Hello.
Virginia.
Oh, man.
No? Okay.
Well, your accents are on point. Aaron, try it.
I honestly don't
okay,
even understand.
That's fine. I don't even know where Virginia is, if I'm being totally honest.
Okay, well, this man in Virginia, he decided to do some cooking.
Oh.
But
he was
out of ingredients, I guess. So instead, he just said, you know what? I've got this loaded gun.
No.
I can just put that in the oven.
He did not put a gun in the oven.
Was he
trying to, like, melt it to make something else? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes,
they're in Virginia, aren't they?
You've watched too many YouTube videos of, okay.
No, so. Like, this is what they mean by packing heat. No. So he puts the, not only just a gun, it's a loaded gun into the oven, and he turned the appliance on.
Uh-huh.
The heat caused the gun to go off, and it fired 5 rounds out of the oven while it was baking.
So he pointed it. I think I pointed it. Don't point it outward.
Yeah. Firefighters were called to the scene. There was an oven explosion. They went inside. They found the gun was melted, like Aaron said, to the heat racks. So I don't know if that's what he was going for, but thankfully no one was injured. Here's the kicker, though. It's not known if the man was arrested or if he's facing any charges.
Shut up.
He's just like, yeah, I'll try dinner again tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, my God.
What would you be charged for? Just stupidity?
For having a gun in the oven?
Yes.
I don't even.
Is that a bun in the oven? Well.
No, it's actually a gun. All right. My story, also not from Florida.
Mm.
It's from Argentina.
Mm. Ah, see.
An Argentine man was pulled over by police for simply going for a drive with his 13-year-old daughter.
That's outrageous.
It is. He was letting her steer the car.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
While he operated the gas and the brake.
Okay.
And the police were like,
I see
nope,
that.
Pull over, you're going to jail.
What?
I mean, he's blind. I mean, legally.
Oh.
Legally blind.
Hmm.
Ah. But, so how was he up?
How did he know when to speed up and slow down?
She would just say, slow down, speed up.
Okay. So that's what the police wanted to question him about.
Right.
Now I'm seeing.
Hey, what are you, blind? And he's like, well, actually, I kind of am.
This is a team effort over here.
Wow.
Yeah, the erratic movements caught the attention of a police officer. He's going to jail.
Okay.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.